Welcome to the OU's Nachyomi. I am Jack Abramowitz, and today we will be learning Mizmor Kuf Chaf Hey, Psalm 125. Mizmor Kuf Chaf Hey is another extremely short psalm. It's only five psukim long. Shir HaMa'alos, a song of the ascents. This is another in the series of 15 psalms that starts with this theme. Habotchim Bashem, those who trust in God, Kehart Sion, are like Mount Sion, Mount Zion. Lo Yimot, which cannot be moved or it cannot stumble. Le'olam Yeshev, rather it maintains its place forever. So just as the mountain always stands firm, so too are those who put their trust in God. They will always be steadfast. Yerushalayim, Jerusalem. Harim Savivla, mountains surround it all around. V'Hashem Savivla Amo. That's how God surrounds his people, me'ata v'ad olam, from this time going forward. So on this pasuk, the Radak says, Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, afal pi sheharim savivla, even though mountains surround it, ein lo chozek. She has no strength of her own. Jerusalem is not a militarily defended city. Rather, lo yihye lo chozek, ad sheyihye am Hashem besocha. That Jerusalem will not have any power until God's people return to her. And when this happens, Husaviv le'amo, Ushmo yihye lachozek yoter min haharim. He will surround his people, and his name will be their strength more than the mountains. So the mountains are nice, but that's not the real strength of Jerusalem. The real strength of Jerusalem is when the people reside in it, and then God protects it. Kilo yanuach shevet haresha, Algoral Hatzadikim. The staff of evil will not come to rest upon the portion of the righteous. That is to say, the righteous will not be subjected to evil rulers. Lama'an lo yishluchu hatzadikim ba'avlasa yadehem. In order that the righteous will not put forth their hands to sin. If the wicked were permitted to dominate the righteous would inevitably learn from their deeds. God will not permit this to occur. Rashi says, Lo yitein hakadosh baruch hu es memshelas harashayim lanuach al hatzdikim. God will not permit the rule of the evil to rest on the righteous. Why not? Lema'an ki hatzdikim nizharim milshloach yedehem ba'avlo. Because the righteous refrain from reaching out to sin. So either the evil people will not be permitted to dominate the righteous people so that the righteous people shouldn't be negatively influenced by them, or the evil people will not be permitted to dominate the righteous as a reward for the righteous people not reaching out to sin. So there is a connection between those two, but exactly the cause and effect is a difference of opinion. The Gemara in Sota, on the very first page, applies this pasuk to, of all things, Shiduchim. It says, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, said Rav Shmuel, the son of Rav Yitzchak, Ki hava pasach Reish Lakish besota, when Reish Lakish would start teaching Sota, this tractate of Gemara, Amar Hachi, this is what he would say, Ein mezugin lo la'adam isha el lefi masav. A person is not paired with a woman, a man and a woman are not set up as a couple, except according to his deeds. Shenemar ki lo yanuach shevet haresha al gora hatzadikim. And it quotes our pasuk, which says that the staff of evil will not come to rest on the portion of the righteous. So basically, you get what you deserve. So if you are a person who has good deeds, you will be matched with an appropriate spouse. And if you are a person who has less than appropriate deeds, you will get the kind of spouse that you deserve. Okay, so let's continue with pasuk Dalet. Heitiva Hashem Latovim. David says, please God, do good things for good people. And the Radak says that Tovim, the good people, are people who do good deeds. That's what makes them good people, because they do good deeds. V'lisharim bilibosam. And to those who are upright in their hearts. So this verse describes the Botchim Bashem. We started the Mizmor by saying, Habotchim Bashem Kehart Zion, the people who trust in God are like Mount Zion. So this is now telling us who these Botchim Bashem are. They are the ones who put their faith in God, they are upright, they're the Yisharim Bilibosam, and they do good. They are the Tovim. V'hamatim al kal klosam, but those who turn away on their crooked paths. Crooked is the opposite of yashar. It's the opposite of straight or upright. So those who go on their crooked ways, yolichem Hashem es pole ha'aven. God will lead them away with the workers of sin. Shalom al Yisrael. Let there be peace on Israel. So the Radak ties this all together, that once God has led these deceitful Jews, these are Jews who have corrupted their ways, they are the Matim Akalkalosam. So once he leads them away with the non-Jewish sinners, those are the Poalei Ha'aven, so this pasuk includes both Jews and non-Jews, then there will be Shalom al Yisrael. Then there will be peace in Israel, namely on the righteous Jews who remain behind. And that is the very short Mizmor Kuf Chav Hei. I thank you for joining us, and I will see you again tomorrow when we learn Psalm 126.